Wake up! Wake up!
You wanted to.
Why did you leave this on the table? You're watching Digimon episode season 2, episode 4.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Audrey.
I'm Corla.
Corla's a little faded, I think.
A little cross-faded.
That's not rare for this program, all things
considered.
It's not
considered. Really rare.
No.
The degree of it's a little extreme.
The what is?
The degree of it.
Really? I didn't realize you were that fucked up.
I'm getting there. It's okay.
She's moving the right
see
direction.
How it progresses.
Yeah.
I don't know what percent this is, but I'm having plenty of it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Audrey, how are you? What have you been up to?
I'm not bad. I've been playing a lot of Magic.
You know, me too, funny enough.
Having sexy time with a new person. I am having sexy time with a brand new fucking person.
Yay. Pretty you want to talk about us playing Magic together?
Yes.
I like that topic. Sorry, I shouldn't do that.
You know, we update that. We talk about that shit.
Yeah,
on this program.
You're fine. No,
our sour sex lives are on
because
display.
I'm a drunk little butthead.
On this one, in this show, our sex lives are on display.
I'm happy for you. Now tell me about us playing Magic and tell the listeners about the cool thing I did with my squirrels.
Okay, two nights in a row we played Magic Gathering with people from the Mauled Hound Discord. Shout out to YouTube and TikTok content creator Mauled Hound.
Mauled Hounded.
For losing to me on stream one time.
And for name checking Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, because the homie definitely listened to our somewhat recent appearance on the Worst of All Possible Worlds Patreon, where we reviewed.
You are going to air out my fucking conspiracy theory, okay.
Yes, I'm doing that. I'm doing that right now. Because we mentioned both things. You mentioned Dikembe Mutombo.
I know, but it could have been a non sequitur. I do those all the time.
That's true. But we were playing some Magic with some folks in the Mauled Hound Discord, found a pickup game, and found some not wholly unacceptable nerds. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, sometimes you find a pickup game and it's just like, hey...
Oh, that was
sucks.
Downright delightful compared to
these
some
were great
of my experiences
folks.
Online. Yeah.
Yeah, these were cool.
For one thing, there's like a system for pronouns on the server and people tend to check before they talk to you. It's great.
Pretty good.
That's great. It's a low bar, but that's all I'm asking.
Yeah, I just want to get called G, please.
Yeah. I know I sound like the fucking PA lady from Disney's Atlantis. But you don't need to misgender me.
Yeah, I know what I sound like, and not exceedingly feminine. So what the fuck are you gonna do? Vocal train? No. But we were playing Magic, and Corla was playing a Golgari squirrel deck.
Yeah. Not the pre-con, like a thing I put together by myself.
Yeah, tell them about what your deck trying to do.
Okay, it's like an aristocrats thing where you're getting food tokens and squirrel tokens, and then you're doubling the shit out of both of those all of the time, and you're sacrificing the food to get forage effects off, and in the process, making more squirrels. You're sacrificing the squirrels to do like altar bullshit, and pay off for cards like Deadly Dispute and, knocking a shit ton of them off with, like, say, Zeloport Cutthroat out to make enemies take damage when your shit dies. And then you throw down something like Meat Hook Massacre, which kills all of your cheap little shit. All of a sudden, those eight squirrels that you've been using to, like, generate some mana with every turn, now
they're 8 damage to everybody.
Now they're a bomb that you have thrown at everyone's face.
Yeah, it's fun. And like one of the big benefits of that is you have a bunch of shit available for blockers.
Yes.
And when you block and chump with those little dudes, they come through in the clutch and do a little bit of something on the way out. It's good. It's a good little theme.
If you're nasty about it, you can put them in the way for a block and then sacrifice them to some shit.
Yeah, that's good
shit. You're a nasty little freak. If you're a sexy little
fucking
kitten.
Sexy little bitch.
You're my Discord kid.
Remind me how that first game went, because we played two nights in a row.
Oh, the first one didn't go so hot, if I recall. Both of us flamed out pretty quick.
Yeah, we lost pretty early, yeah.
The second game had you and me both building up as intense threats to the board before I made everyone else not a threat, became the big threat, and then everyone else dogpiled my shit, as you should when that's the game dynamic.
And then guess who swooped in at the last moment and fucking took it?
Audrey.
It's Audrey. I was playing. I'm going to talk about my deck because you got to talk about your deck.
Yeah, tell us about your fucking nerd-ass deck that's not anywhere near as cool as squirrels.
Squirrels are...
Damn, I'm coming in hot.
They're fine. You know, squirrels are
your
fine, like,
cool
as a creature.
Fun. Tell me about your cool, fun deck.
Thank you. My commander was Damia, Sage of Stone. We should just do a Magic the Gathering podcast at this point.
That's our deck. We made that.
Yeah.
That was a collaborative effort.
You had the idea to do Damia, and you wanted to do, like, Gorgon Tribal?
Yeah, I did Gorgon Tribal, and then that was shitty, and then you and I... Or you worked with a little bit of my input, let's be real.
Yeah, yeah, you had some good ideas.
I was like, I know some green cards, I know some black cards, let me tell you the cool ones that I know.
And they're good, the ones that you had me include. You always have, like, great shit. You always have
I would argue you should take a look over Bloomburrow and see if there's some replacements you want to make.
Yeah.
Because there's some good shit in Bloomburrow for, like, decks that are going to wheel out their whole hand and then get it all back.
Right. Because the whole theme with this deck, Damia, Sage of Stone, is four colorless and Soul Tie. That's
green, a 7-mana monster.
Green, blue, black. That's a 7-mana 4/4. A little disappointing. If you're paying 7 mana for a creature, you want to have it be a big fuck off problem. Now, the reason why she is a big fuck off problem, is at the beginning of your upkeep, if you have less than 7 cards in hand, you draw cards equal to the difference. So if you had 2 cards in hand, you draw 5 cards at the beginning of your upkeep. You start every turn with a full hand of cards. Pretty fucking cool. So the deck hinges around effects that go off when I draw cards. It hinges on effects that I have to discard as a cost.
Yeah.
So shit like Oblivion Crown, which is a flash enchantment where if you discard a card, your creature gets +1/+1 until end of turn. So I swing something over at you, discard my hand, wreck your shit, do a whole bunch of damage to you, and then guess what? Next turn, handful of cards.
Yeah.
And I have some ways to protect Damia, and Archfiend of Ifnir is really the fucking...
And of course, when you're playing, when you've got black in there and you're playing with a lot of card draw, you've got to put Shouldred in.
I haven't.
You haven't put Shouldred in?
Shouldred is not in my Damia.
Audrey!
She should be.
You should consider that in that mana value. Like, there's probably a replacement.
Got to be some 4-drop I can get rid of.
Because holy shit, you're drawing a bunch of cards. You want to gain life off that.
It's potentially gain 14 life at upkeep, too.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Imagine all the people.
Imagine if you will.
It's easy if you try. Imagine fucking two-headed gianting that shit at its prime alongside Obeka Splitter of Seconds, which is my favorite commander that's way too costly for the power stats on it.
Did we ever figure out? I think it's both players getting upkeep, right?
Yeah, the whole team gets upkeeps for each iteration of her effect. Remember, it's per damage that she dealt to a player, to an opponent.
Right.
So that shit pops off really fast alongside.
I gotta see what the wording on Archfiend
Shrines or initiative. Or
oh
monarch.
My god. Archfiend of Ifnir is one-sided in 2HG. It doesn't affect your board.
Recurring suspend cards.
Archfiend of Ifnir reads, whenever you cycle or discard another card, put a -1/-1 counter on each creature your opponents control.
Oh, fuck yes. Yeah, we
so
got
it's still
fucking,
a one-sided board wipe. We got to do
we gotta
this.
We got to work this together.
Cool.
This is great.
It's going to be so fucking cool.
So if y'all what can't if I... tell, we've been a little focused on Magic lately.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for the last 10 minutes. And I'm sure if you're not into Magic, you turned the show off already. So hello to my Magic players.
Yeah, if you've been listening to Post Ponies, thank you for asking, Audrey. I appreciate you checking in how I'm doing. I love getting to reverse that this time. Yeah, if you've been listening to Post Ponies, you know I haven't been as lucky with the love life situation as Audrey. I'm desperately in need of topping, much like an unfrosted cake.
Need topping.
I need topping.
You need
Wizard
whipped topping,
topping
is what you need.
Badly.
You need whipped topping, like a cool
Elf
whip.
Elf needs topping badly. Come on, laugh at my
Valkyrie needs topping badly.
Thank you.
Oh, you didn't say the colors. It'd be blue Valkyrie needs topping badly.
Oh, eat my fucking cock out of
Green
out
Wizard
of a
needs food
bowl
badly.
Of pickles.
Green Wizard shot the food.
Boy, I remember hearing Green Elf shot the food like a lot.
Who played Green Elf when you were playing?
Oh, my sister.
We're talking Gauntlet, by the way, if you never...
It was just me and my sister. We would play that at the pizzeria.
Oh, you played the arcade version. I had it on NES.
Yeah, nah.
And my folks and I, we had Gauntlet 2 on NES. And my dad and I would play. And sometimes we would go really fucking far. Sometimes we would get deep in that bitch. I always liked Wizard because the potion effects were crazy on Wizard. But genuinely, I probably should have been playing Warrior. Because I needed the HP because I was 7 and bad at the game.
7 years old and bad at a silly video game. Oh, speaking of Chocolate Rain, Audrey, have I shown you the video of Tayson Day streaming Team Fortress 2?
You've and he forgets shown me to that mute his so own many stream? Fucking times.
It's so good.
He forgets to mute he forgets to route his audio correctly in OBS, and so OBS is catching repeatedly the audio that just happened. So he would say something, and then he would say something, but he'd be saying something else while that would be replaying. And so there's just like fucking source noise collision sounds all over the place, and explosions and gunshots, and fucking
every
it becomes
noise that is played
horrifying
up to this
cacophony
point overlaid and, over each other.
And perhaps even worse, the dulcet tones of Tayson Day fucking
who's
repeatedly
fully unaware.
It's a long video. It's a long fucking
he's
video. I think it's like
heavy,
a half an hour.
He's like throwing someone a sandwich. It's art, Audrey. I love that video so fucking
it's so
much.
So good. I saw an
anyway,
incredible.
That's how I'm doing.
I want to. Yeah, great. I think it was a Deadspin article one time. The headline of which was Snoop Dogg muted his stream 2 weeks ago and hasn't noticed.
Yes, I remember this. I also, there was one point where I caught Terry Crews and his son streaming Danganronpa.
Nice.
Like his son was showing him Danganronpa.
Was he
stoked? I guess his son
it?
Was already familiar with it, but they were doing a fresh playthrough. There's probably VODs of that shit. I was very vocal, and there weren't many people commenting, so there's a lot of, that's very funny, Corla. It's great. I love eensy little flakes of internet celebrity. I don't want more than that. I want to, like, I'm like a cleaner shrimp. I want to get in there, just kind of nibble off the little bits.
Yeah.
And then get out of there, and you're good.
You're like a cleaner shrimp if it was a cryptid.
Yeah. God, I wish I was an actual cryptid.
Hey, you tell them about the fucking Attack on Titan fan game streams.
Streams?
Yeah.
Oh, they were Vibios.
They were just Vibios.
Yeah, they're on YouTube. You can find them. If you can get the fucking name. But yeah, there's an Attack on Titan fan game. It's either dead or completely unrecognizable now, because I haven't been able to find it for a while. Mm-hmm. But the shit had the best, like, fucking web-slinging Spider-Man 2 shit since literally Spider-Man 2.
For the PlayStation 2.
With 3D maneuver gear. Like, it's just beautiful. The kind of movement you can get going and the speed of it. Ultra Kill is the only thing that's given me that kind of, like, movement tech boner since then. And that's only because I'm too bad at Titanfall 2 to actually go fast in that one.
Straight up. That's a hard game.
It's hard. You have to like time your shit with a like a grenade with a fuse. That sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway. what was I talking about? Help me.
The Attack on Titan fan game.
Yeah. I would practice the shit out of that game, and there's videos of me and my friends playing the shit out of that. It had like campaigns based on the early parts of the anime. So you're going through like the inner wall, you're going through the outer wall, you're out in like the forest encampment. Or like there's the forest level, there's the outskirts, like villages and shit. Mm-hmm. And there's Titans. And they come after you, and they're fast and scary, and you can only get them by cutting the back of their neck. And you have to, like, maneuver yourself there with physics, with the cool movement system, which is all about swinging and momentum and, like, how long or short to cut your line. It's, I love it. I loved it. I miss it.
And you were funny on it.
I was funny.
What was the pig thing? The pig in boots? The micro pig wearing boots?
That wasn't very funny. I just mentioned the fact that teacup pigs exist. I'm like, have you ever seen a teacup pig in rubber boots? and then someone goes, no, and I go, oh well, they're cute, and all the funniness is in the editing because they put a fucking picture of it on.
Yeah, it's great.
That is, woof,
it's really well done. That's something I'm learning doing video edits for the video episodes of Radio Free Tote Bag After Dark, like. I watch, like, for certain parts of it, because for most of it, when Donovan's talking, I'm, like, looking at my phone or jerking off or something, like, not paying any attention to what they're saying at all. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'll have, like, a great reaction, like, I'll be mugging to the camera while they're talking, or Donovan does that shit to me all the time, so in the middle of me talking, I'll cut to them, and they'll be, like, making a face or something, doing facial acting. It's fun!
Yay!
You want to talk about Dargemon?
Whee!
Digimans?
I should have done that. It's going to be awful in the edit. I shouldn't have referenced it either.
I
want to talk about Digimon.
Hell yeah. We're going to do episode 4 of season 2 entitled Iron Vegimon in the English dub, or as we're watching it, Digimon Kaiser, King of the Darkness.
Boy, that English title points to a dark alternate reality where this whole thing is an Iron Chef joke.
That is dark.
I don't like that. I mean, I would trade that for the sheer amount of poop in this episode.
There's so much poop.
But I'm still glad we're not in the dub.
Straight up. In the digital world, Daisuke, Inoue, Kari, and TK, and Tai are helping Digimon escape from the Digimon Emperor's jail. TK is suspicious that it went too easy, and he must have planned it like that for a reason. Just before returning home, Gatomon notices a large tower, and Gabumon is then revealed to be one of the Emperor's captives. And at the time I went, is this Matt's fucking Gabumon? And then I saw him break out of prison, and I was like, that's Matt's Gabumon.
Yeah, it is. That's my boy. It's Matt's Gabumon. But like, oh god, he's in the fucking prison. It's scary.
Yeah, it sucks. I was afraid that they put a dark ring on him and he was going to be a bad guy.
Also, they break out Gatsumon specifically and some Gazimon.
Yes.
I love the little scrungly guys. But the Gatsumon are way cuter in Japanese. I wasn't quite with you before. I'm like, I don't understand you and your pet rock thing. But then they've got the little voice. Like a fucking, like a Hollow Knight NPC. It's great.
So then the kids arrive back in the real world, and Izzy and Yole are shocked to find out that the others have brought back the Gatsumon from the digital world. Like, they just rolled back to Earth.
They're just like, it's with a fine, they're rock sentient creatures. Rocks. If a teacher notices them, we'll kill them. It's okay. No one says
just give them up and they'll be donated to science and they'll be dissected and shit. And then they're going to find out they're made of data and then it's all fucking over.
You can dissect a rock, though. They have like diamond drill blades. It's crazy what science can do.
They did surgery on a rock.
They did surgery on a rock, Audrey. Audrey, I went to the beach that makes you old.
Shout
something
out
about
to
the beach. Maybe it's not the beach. Maybe it's the rocks. Something about the cliff face.
Could be. Shout out to our boy, very tall Bart, who we love very much.
That's not a VTB, unfortunately, but it's very good.
There is a VTB where it's the one with the AI voices, where he has AI voice Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, and
Joe Rogan.
And Joe Rogan's like, I went to the beach that makes you old. And it's like, has him like Photoshopped to be older.
I swear, I just watched this the other day, and it's not actually VTB. It's another creator.
Oh, no, you might be right. Very much in the vein of VTB.
Super very much in the vein of VTB's AI videos. It's great.
We love Very Tall Bart.
I mean, he put out like tutorial videos for those because he's based in cool. Get on the pod.
Can we? What?
I think it's like on. A. I think
man's on Twitter.
It's like a two-person team. It's him and his partner. The point is, yeah. Get on here with us.
Get on here. Let's see. Very Tall Bart. Following Very Tall Bart, I can DM Very Tall Bart, and I will do that. Okay. Returning to the episode synopsis. They're shocked to find out that they brought back some Gatsumon from the digital world, and they decide to pose as art sculptures in case anyone finds them in computer class. And I guess it's because they're made of rocks that they can just be still for forever.
Yeah,
maybe?
They're like gargoyles from Gargoyles.
Yeah, with Zaddy. But
permanently.
With evil Jonathan Frakes.
But they're also like children. I don't know how long you can expect a child Digimon to stay still.
I mean, they are made of rock, though. I think that's maybe a more essential part of them.
I'm just saying, asked, they get bored.
It's true. Izzy asked Yole to borrow her Digivice, as it seems to be that only the new ones can operate the gate to open the digital world, and he would like to study it more. So you know for a fact,
let me crack that fucker open,
that Izzy's gonna fucking break that code over his knee and figure out how to get the old Digivices logged into the new into the
he's gonna
world.
Avoid the shit out of that warranty.
Oh, it's over. Fucking Jedi's gonna repo your Digivice.
He's rapidly Googling like Apple anti-repair measures.
Meanwhile, back in the digital world, Gabumon is helping some Gatsumon escape from the Emperor's jail. This is when I realized that it definitely was Matt's Gabumon because he is so based.
We also see at this point some Vegemon get fucking whipped.
Yeah, yeah.
And they shit their doo-doo ass.
Yeah, they shit out their vegetable ass. Vegetable butt. Vegeta butt.
Vegeta butt.
But Gabumon is captured and gets whipped by Red Vegemon, who sentences him to 100 lashes.
Doesn't quite make it, but they get close.
Gets to about 73, and he hits him until he falls off a cliff and into the water below. He washes up on the shore next to an old television, desperate to find Matt.
Wait.
At that moment, Matt is performing a concert with his band.
And it's so generic. We checked.
Yeah,
we the dub
check.
Just to make sure it wasn't like some fun ska stuff. No, it's generic pop punk there, too.
It's like pop punk, which I preferred to the weird, almost like surf rock of the Japanese version.
Yeah.
Do we want to grab those? I can cut the audio from those real quick. Do you want to listen? English version. Or no. Let's do Japanese first. Japanese version. English dub version.
It may not always be that way. You can't take nothing for granted.
See? Now you know the difference.
Now you know the difference.
Ta-da. You're so mad that I gave you 4 seconds of work later.
I'm drunk. I'm gonna bite your nose.
Okay.
You got big ol' cherub cheeks.
Yay.
I do too. We got like
we do
very similar facial
we're squishy
structure,
we're squishy
including the fact that we have like Vegeta's hairline.
Yeah, it's hard being
it's
cut in
oof.
Like that
it's a
hard
having the McDonald's M up there.
It's no good. That's why my fucking very dear friend Sid,
our host, pisses for that on trip. My face, called that the Golden Arches.
But our very dear friend Sid, when I told them I was beginning to transition, I was like, "Hey, guess what? I'm a girl." They looked at me and they said, "Get hair bands."
Yeah,
wear headbands. It'll, like, you know. And I could tell that they were like, they're looking out for me, obviously, right? Like, they're saying that to kind of help me, you know, present more feminine. And why do you do that?
It's, you like, stimming. Don't mind me.
You, like, do stuff, and it's very distracting. But I could tell that they kind of felt bad that they said it, that they were like, they were based, and they, instead of saying, "Your hairline is shit, get headbands," they said, "Oh, you should wear headbands. I think those would look really cute." And I, of course, read into it, and there was kind of an awkward moment there.
I'm going to offer one of the best compliments I can in case they hear this episode. Sid is the Uncle Iroh of real life.
Okay.
Just, like, I think incredibly they watched chill, able to find a compliment for just about anyone, like, yeah, really helpful and kind and interesting and fun to be around.
And I love them. I love them very much.
Sid rules.
Sid's
go Sid.
Go Sid. Recently got married. Congratulations to Sid.
Congratulations. I wish I could have been there, but I'm very far away.
This is true. You would have been a great plus one.
Yeah, I would have been.
So, Matt's performing a concert with his band. He and TK talk after the show, and they meet Daisuke's sister, Jun Motomiya. Jun. Like Jun Kazama from Tekken. They then receive an emergency message. Is that
the one that throws his kid, or the kid that gets thrown, or?
No, Jun is the one who's just like
there's a
chick
mountain
wearing, like,
child
a school
thrown kid.
Wearing like a schoolgirl dress. She's like a pretty generic, fighter. You're thinking of Heihachi, who throws his kid into the volcano, who then becomes devil.
Yeah.
That's Kazuya, by the way.
Kazuya.
So they received an emergency message from Yole. She got a message from Gabumon saying that he needed help. The Digidestined ready themselves to go, but Yole is unable to because Izzy is still examining her Digivice. This explains why she's stuck back in the real world. That's a detail I missed when we were watching the episode. Once in the digital world, Mats reunites with his partner Gabumon, and he's like stoked to see him as Gabumon is stoked to see him.
They're so happy to see each other, and like Gabumon doesn't tell him the half of what happened to his ass. It's horrible.
Don't want
to
worry him.
The poor boy, and I cried.
Before going back into the jail, they decide that this might be part of the Emperor's plan, and much to Daisuke's dismay, that they should rescue all the hostages. Now, this there's a really interesting moment here. We got to go back to the Matt TK conversation. So Matt and TK meet Jun. Jun is like, "Hey, Matt, will you sign my butt?" It looks like she like poses.
Sign the back of my shirt.
Yeah,
but yeah.
But she like sticks her ass out.
It looks
like
she's like, "Sign my ass."
This is what it looked like. She looked like she turned into Ren and was like, "Sign my ass."
And then it gets a hyper realistic zoom in of butt cheeks, and there's like hair and warts and moles.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what they would do with Ren and Stimpy.
John Crick Felucci's monster. So, and meets TK too, and she's like, "Oh, who's this guy?" And Matt's like, "That's my younger brother." And she's like, "Wow, he's pretty cool too. My brother's a shithead and I hate him."
Oh my god, she's so quick to be like, "Yeah, fuck him. My brother sucks, actually."
She's like, "Man, I wish I had a brother like you. I might actually like my family." It was really fucked up. And it's funny because,
we'll point out, this is his older sister. That's important for later.
Yeah. So,
not a weird way.
No, it's true. Matt and TK are there in the digital world with Daisuke. And TK mentions that he met Daisuke's sister. Goes, "Hey, I met your sister earlier." And Daisuke is immediately like, "Oh, I bet she had some shit to say about me. Bet she was talking shit, wasn't she?"
Which means she just does this.
She just does this.
Her default is to shit all over him. yeah. the second she gets the chance.
TK's like, I mean, not really. Like, she didn't really say anything mean about you. She
tried to be polite. Yeah.
TK's just trying to be polite. And Daisuke's like, nah, it's cool. She doesn't like me any. And guess the fuck what? I don't like her none neither. No love lost between us.
I want to point out, she is the older sibling, presumably the more socially and emotionally evolved at this point. And both of them hate each other here. Okay, go on.
Matt then goes, oh, you talking shit about your family? I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah. He's like, if you were TK, I'd have slapped you. And I'm like,
yeah,
you just slapped TK?
You just slapped TK? That's fucked up. Well, TK would never, though. TK is a very polite little young man. Daisuke is a little hot-headed shit. And Matt don't fucking dig that much. So Matt's like, I'm going to beat your ass. And TK's like, yo, like holding him back and shit. Like, what are you doing? Don't
yeah, TK's this. Like, dude, he is the result of a broken home. Leave this boy alone.
Leave this boy alone. Our parents are divorced. You should get it. But yeah, it's kind of a wacky moment. A little madcap violence between a high schooler and an eighth grader, looks like.
Yeah.
Or how old are they? They're even younger than that. I think they're like they're sixth like or seventh grade.
First grade high school for the adults and
yeah, freshman.
Like toward middle or towards the end of middle school. Yeah.
Younger.
I don't know for certain.
Not super cool to beat the ass of somebody that much younger than you.
No.
The kids in the Gabumon pretend to be captured slaves, while their partner Digimon pretend to be the ones who captured them. So they put on fake dark rings and they're like, I'm going to lead these Digidestin into prison. We're here to present some prisoners to His Highness, the Digimon Kaiser. And of course, the guards are like, we're stupid. Go ahead. So they get in.
Fuck yeah. Nice work.
Nice work, shitheads. Nice. So the kids easily gain access from the Vegemon to escape from the cell they are put in and are once again caught freeing the Digimon. So there's a cool moment where Gatomon gets a good hit in on a Vegemon, knocks his ass flying. Yeah, so, you know, like some good low-level fighting here.
Yeah. You know, it's the Sentai equivalent of like before anyone gets huge and gets in the robot.
Exactly. The moment where they're fighting putties.
Yeah, putty skirmishes.
Yeah. So when they're trying to escape, Daisuke begins to lose his temper again because no one wants to listen to what he has to say, which is, let's fight. And they're all like, no, we're not going loud this mission.
We're not going loud. Take the mask off.
Take the mask off. We're not going loud. He also gets mad about TK and Matt meeting his sister. This happened earlier. What are they talking about?
Mixed this part up. Everyone takes a turn to shit on him at that point, by the way. I want to point out, Kari, his crush just walks up and is like, hey, you suck, by the way. Just thought I'd share that little tidbit.
His crush goes, Kari's like, I don't fucking like it when people talk shit about their family. Even worse, says, I don't like people who do that.
Yeah, I don't like people who do that. And he's just like, oh, she hates me. I guess I'll die.
There's like a cutaway to a rose. And you know the thing where you like pull a petal off of a flower and say, she loves me, she loves me not.
Mm-hmm.
She loves me, she loves me not. And of course, if you're smart about it, you count the fucking petals ahead so that you land on, she loves me. Oh my God, that's nuts. So it does this cutaway and it shows a hand plucking petals off this rose. And it just repeatedly says, hate, hate, hate. And then the final petal comes away and Daisuke is basically just crushed. He's like, no, Kari will never love me.
Wee.
Wee indeed. He's a little bitch. I don't care if he's ever happy.
I mean, they shit on him real hard this episode to the point that I'm like, okay, he is still a child.
Yeah, he's a shitty child. And I don't like him. The Vegemon catch up with the group and begin attacking them. Their Digimon are unable to digivolve because their partners are constricted by the Vegemon. And Vemon's like, even worse. Daisuke is all twerked off because, everyone's shitting on him. So he's all fucking kicking rocks and being all upset. Vemon, being his partner Digimon, does his partner Digimon thing and is like, I gotta cheer you up. I'm gonna cheer you up. And so sees the opportunity to fight and goes, I'm gonna cheer you up, man. I'm gonna go show you these fucking moves. It's gonna be so killer.
We're gonna whip some ass and it's gonna make you happy.
But it's a red Vegemon who is a champion. Vemon is a rookie. So he just gets the ever-loving shit beat out of him for a long time.
Unlike Agumon, he stays stood up for most of it. But this motherfucker, it's brutal every time Red Vegemon is doing shit. Also, the synopsis does not cover, but in between, every time we're doing chase sequences, every time we're running away from stuff, even just when they're bringing them in as prisoners, there's poop. There's shit everywhere. Falling from the sky, landing on people, landing on Digimon. It sucks. There's so much of it.
I don't like the poop.
So
he gets to beaten on Vemon, and he gets repeatedly by Vemon gets repeatedly beat by Red Vegemon. Wow, I can't talk. Daisuke is struggling, frustrated that he is unable to help. Gabumon is also unable to digivolve because apparently Digimon can't digivolve naturally because of the control spires, also known as
the Dark Towers.
Dark Towers.
This shit stays relevant.
Yeah.
In kind of a neat way, actually.
So, Vemon is getting the shit beat out of him, and he's like, okay. You can tell there's a moment where he's kind of like, okay, I have a plan. And Red Vegemon revs up like a huge hit and throws both of his spiky hands at him.
Yeah,
Vemon
hit 100. He's like, all right, time to crush your brain.
You're dead now. I'm going to kill you. And he dodges out of the way. Red Vegemon damages the control spire.
Yeah. Shoves
breaks it.
Greasy little pervert plant poop bits right in there. That was a lot of alliteration. I did not mean to.
It was very good.
Thank you.
Gabumon is then able to digivolve into Garurumon in one of the hypest moments so far in this
season.
We're
like, oh, fuck, I didn't remember this happening. He is a boy. Here's our little blue boy.
Here's our blue boy. He becomes our big blue boy.
Big blue boy, bear in the big blue boy.
Blue, what is it? Is
bear in the big blue house? The children's show?
Never saw it.
Gigi's going to love that one.
Gigi's going to love that reference.
Gigi's going to shit her little pissy pants about it.
With the help of Flamedramon, they defeat Red Vegemon. Nice. Pretty cool fight here. Flamedramon gets some cool hits in, and Red Vegemon's taking some swings at him, but he mostly just gets his ass kicked.
He fires peppers as bullets. I like that as a detail.
It's pretty cool.
The non-standard ammunition all throughout Digimon. We got tit missiles. We got horn missiles.
Ty, Izzy, and Yole arrive. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Poop.
We got the hypodermic needle that fucking
Demi-Demimon has the big old needle.
Yeah, it's goofy. Ty, Izzy, and Yole
in real life.
It's true. Ty, Izzy, and Yole arrive with their Digimon and realize that the control spires power the dark ring. Armadillomon armor digivolves to Digmon, which is just the title of the show missing an eye. I've just realized.
Digmon
finishes destroying the control spire.
Monsters.
Digital are the digital. And they free all the nearby Digimon from the Emperor's control. The Digidestined deduce that they have to destroy the control spires for any particular area to disable the dark rings in said area.
And they've got all the fucking Digimon they rescued on their side at this point. They're like, all right, see you later. Don't get captured, I guess.
Don't get and captured.
This includes Gazimon, who, again, scrungly little boys, and I love them. I'm so glad they're not on the side of evil now.
It's great. It's good to see them like being free thinkers.
Right?
I like the ones who got high on mushrooms forever.
Yeah. The like forget mushrooms. Those two are great. I ship them.
So Izzy finds a map of the spires on ULA's Digivice, which they can use to help with the task of destroying the dark spires. End of episode 4 of season 2.
Yeah.
How would you rate this episode on a scale of rookie to mega?
I'm gonna give this one a champion. Mm-hmm. It's fun. That's about it.
That's about all you can
like
say
this episode
it.
Really washed over me, and I don't think it's just because I was crossfaded. I think legitimately there's just not a ton to grab onto here. Garurumon, it's a great shining bright light in the middle of it all. But yeah, it's champion. How about you? Yeah.
Champion sounds right. He just doesn't get much to do.
No,
Garurumon, even though he
we get like a single shot of Gray Man, like dick blasting a tower on his own, and Ty's just like, by the way, I can do it too.
Guess what? We can do that now. Does that mean we're gonna get Angemon and Angewomon at some point?
I mean, we do eventually. I recall that much.
I mean, of course we would need to get there, but I'm just wondering. Like, of course we're gonna see Nefertimon and Pegasusmon.
Yeah, we're gonna see them for a good little while. I think this is the season that introduces DNA Digivolution.
Yeah, you get some combos and shit.
So that's going to be like the big mechanic for a while.
Yeah.
You can combine them so many times. Actually, no, I think they're paired off.
Yeah, it's kind of lame. I kept wondering that when I watched season two the first time. I was like, you gonna DNA Digivolve? Like, can we get Vemon DNA Digivolving with Agumon? Can we get that? Is that one of the ones?
Sorry, Vemon DNA Digivolving with Agumon?
Yeah.
In a roundabout way.
You see, because it's like...
Yeah, the Agumon and Gabumon Megas DNA Digivolve into Omegamon or Omnimon. And then Vemon and Wormmon's champions DNA Digivolve into Pyildramon, which can digivolve into Imperialdramon, dragon mode, which can side grade into Imperialdramon, warrior mode. and from there, Omnimon and Imperialdramon, warrior mode, can DNA digivolve to become Imperialdramon, paladin mode.
Okay.
We talk about this on Post Ponies, actually.
No way.
I don't remember if that was before the recording, but we definitely talk about that recently.
Buy the toys, kids.
Buy my toys. I need to clear out the storage unit.
I rated a champion as well for many of the same reasons you're talking about. It's not really that exciting. And, I don't know. Sneaking into the prison's kind of fun. Got him on getting to, like, do a cool punch is fun. Pretty good. Pretty good, not great. Now upon the time in which I press this button.
Pussy two.
I'm wasting no time. Here is the link.
Okay, I can.
This shit is very vanilla as these things go. Well.
I mean, okay. So we have a pretty cartoony style. We've got a cartoony style pretty close to the series.
Yeah, very flat colored.
Yeah, flat colored. And here we have Angewomon with her tits out, wrapped up by a couple of red Vegemon, one of which is biting her thigh. And is also cramming his big spiky fist
into her pussy. Fruit fist.
Yeah, his big spiky fruit fist into her pussy, which you can see is like bowed out in areas because of the spikes on the inside of her pussy, which is not how bones work.
That is not how bones. Well, no, I mean,
your pelvic bone would prevent the spikes are not sufficient. You know what I mean?
Unless they've poked through bone at this point.
Unless they've shattered her fucking pelvis.
In which case, that's not really paroxysms of ecstasy. She is screaming in pain.
In agony.
I think we have to take this by cartoon rules.
Right, where you just don't have anything inside of you.
It's just enough that she likes it.
Yep. That's what's happening in this one.
There's also there's a little point from the spiny fruit ball of the other red Vegemon just barely poking into her nip.
Just twiddling her knob a little bit. I imagine she's going like...
Yeah, like a weevil trying to get into an acorn.
Yeah. Did you have any more of those?
Nope. That's it. Vegemon is not very popular by himself. No, Vegemon a little bit more so.
Okay.
Because he talked like this in season one!
Yeah, apparently Vegemon are the non-shit variation of Red Vegemon. Red Vegemon do poo-poos.
They do poo-poos.
I hate it.
Poo-poos.
I hate that this keeps coming up in this show. Stop it.
Do you know what I love?
What?
When we name our digital champions.
Ah!
Now we're just trying to wait each other out. Are you falling asleep, literally?
No, I'm not. No. Shut up. We got this.
You're leaving all that silence in because it's very funny.
No.
My digital champion is... My digital champion is Kari for breaking Daisuke's heart. I don't like that. I don't like Daisuke very much.
My digital champion. Give me a second. I need a minute.
Your time. What about Wormmon for just like taking it? For just like sitting there listening to the ramblings of the fucking insane Digimon Kaiser just being like.
My digital champion is Gabumon for. I mean, he went through the same kind of torture as Vemon, but first of all, alone. Had to deal with that shit all by himself, MGS1 style. You can't use a turbo controller. They'll know you're cheating. But also because he digivolves, and I didn't expect it, and I missed the Wolfie boy. I missed the Wolfie Wolf.
Yeah. I missed it as well. And I thought it was really cool how they used the season one Digivolution thing. They didn't like season two it up. They just like straight up used the season one.
They brought back the animation for it. It was really delightful.
Pretty cool. Good to see. Very nostalgia. Very nostalgia.
Much wow.
Much wow. Big strong. You know, it's big strong. I'm fucking queen of segues tonight. Check me the fuck out. My other podcast, Radio Free Topic. It's a show about relationships. It is on a brief hiatus this week because Donovan has fucking COVID. And we're going to figure out. COVID! Las Vegas!
You can't.
We're gonna
I'm sorry you have COVID, Donovan.
Yeah, it sucks. We're sorry you have COVID. And hopefully we'll get you back on your feet soon. I was going to ask them if I should find maybe like a guest host for this week. To do
me.
A main feed, and maybe it's Corona.
Me! Could bring me! I will usurp the throne. I will reach heaven through violence.
I want to bring you. I'm going to talk to Blessed One.
Bring me! Freak on a leash. That's me. I'm on a leash and a freak. That's how that song goes, right?
Exactly. Find us at rftb.me. That's our website. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at rftbpod. And, I was on Worst Week Yet last week, and that's going to be out, probably the Monday after you hear this. And, Donovan and I went and guested on Horror Vanguard, which is a very cool horror movie podcast. We talked with those folks about Shaun of the Dead.
Yes, I have to hear this now.
Had a lot of fun things to say. We did a lot of like self-examination, with that one. It was pretty cool. Corla, what are your plugs?
Post Ponies is a podcast not unlike this, where me and three of my friends slash partners, all of us dumb trans weirdos, do a retrospective on My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and the rise of American fascism, which comes together so often and you really wouldn't expect it.
What about the rise of the they're called the Whisker Clan. Remember that, right?
I don't think we gotten there, if that's part of MLP.
No, Meerkat Manor.
Oh, yes, of course. We did a bonus episode of Meerkat Manor because we were waiting on a very special guest. We have our guest episode recorded. It's probably not going to be out before this one, so No reveal on that one. Just no yet. No spoilies. But yeah, you can check us out on any podcatcher, or you can go to smallgayhorse.com. That's right. That's smallgayhorse.com.
Still one of the best URLs I've ever heard. Worstpossible.world, pretty strong. Librarypunk.gay, pretty strong. Small gay horse, though. Come on.
Here's the thing. Dot horse is a domain, but it's like a prestige domain that costs a shit ton. So we were going to go with smallgay.horse, which you got to admit is even better.
Yeah, that would be extremely good. Inshallah, you will have smallgay.horse. Inshallah, you will have that URL.
Yeah. Patreon goal. We steal smallgay.horse from whoever owns it for their fucking...
I don't. For their, like, redirect
SEO farm redirect.
Yeah. There's all those people searching small gay horse.
There are now. They're finding you. We're getting bigger every day.
They're finding y'all. Yeah. It's cool. Isn't that fun when your podcast starts to kind of starts to reach people? It's fun.
It's fun. It makes me feel good in my tummy.
And my pee-pee.
And my pee-pee.
You're great, listener. We love you. Thanks so much for hanging in through the fucking interminable Magic the Gathering chat at the top that I was happy to talk about.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking around through that. And get out there and, buy the toys. Buy the products.